you know, the thing that I realize every batch is that your peers can lead you astray. I think that it's so common in high school that doing the thing that your peers are doing is helpful. You want to get into a good school. You see what the people in the previous year did to get into a good school. You copy, you get into a good school. That's actually a fairly good recipe for success. Even in college, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you copy the pre-med kids who are doing well. If you want to be a lawyer, the pre-law kids, like there are some nice models and you can put yourself in the right group and copy. The problem with startups is that almost every startup fails. So Y Combinator, while full of all these really smart, really talented folks, people who you would want to be your peers, the reality is when you look around, almost all of their startups are going to die. And it creates this unique challenge of if you are the average output of the people in that room, you die. Mm. And I think this is very confusing because it's extremely a new experience, especially for a younger founder. I think that sometimes, depending on what career you have, if you're an older founder, you've been in an environment like that. But as a younger founder, it's really weird. And younger founders tend to reject that. They don't like that. And so they end up trying to compete with people around them. Who's got the biggest market size? Which is crazy, right? Like, oh, so-and-so's got a $20 billion market. Should we like change our numbers to make it bigger? It's like, wow, it's the craziest question I've ever heard. Like, you're working in this market. They're working in this market. Like, or so-and-so graph is growing. Like, we have to grow faster. Or so-and-so raised this much money at this valuation. That means they're going to be more successful. We have to raise at a higher valuation. They're basically trying to create all of these like small local competitions with their peers to match up and show that like they're better than their peers, which is funny because almost none of those things are enough to be successful. And so I really wish that instead of trying to match up, they thought to themselves, I might have to have a unique thought or a unique perspective in order to succeed because I know that there are tons of talented people around me, but I also know they're all probably going to fail. And so if what am I going to think about or do differently? How am I going to make a different plan? What is the common kind of conventional wisdom that I'm going to not follow, especially amongst my peers? What's the conventional wisdom amongst my peers that I'm not going to follow? And what's interesting is like this takes a lot of confidence. But I think the founders who do this, they have a really big leg up. And I think, you know, to relate this to a specific story, you know, talking to the Airbnb founders, they were so intentional about wanting to make their product serve the whole world that they were very serious about how they were running their company from day one. Like when they left YC, they were very serious about what their mission was going to be, what their culture and values were going to be. It took them a long time to hire their first employee. Like, unlike other companies that were just like racing to get the office, get the employees, like do the thing that cargo cults success but isn't actually success, they were always thinking like what we decide now is going to impact what we are when we're big. So let's make the decisions right now correctly. Mm-hmm. And probably that looked like time wasting at the time to outsiders. But I think a lot of that thought was really well used. And so I really wish I could inspire more of the younger founders and some of the older ones too to kind of ignore their peers, play in their own game, have some original thoughts. And almost when you hear a conventional wisdom amongst your peers, question it first before rolling with it.